This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Go ahead and throw another shrimp on the barbie while we set up this next piece for you, all right, mate? All right, you know where I'm going with this. The OECD, that's the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, is out with its annual Better Life Index today. It ranks developed economies on things like jobs, environment, and health. It could be called, very roughly, a happiness index, and Australia is in the number one spot for the third year running, in part, you got to believe, because the economy down under has been pretty good, while the rest of us, well, we just haven't been that good. We've called Phil Mercer, the BBC's correspondent in Sydney, to get a sense of Australian happiness, economy-wise. Phil, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
How is it that the Australian economy wound up doing so well while the rest of us had so much trouble? Was it really good management down there, or was it just the luck of the draw being so resource-rich?
I think a bit of both, really. Yeah. Australia has really been insulated from the grim economic news that we keep hearing from other corners of the world, thanks in large part to a mining boom. And specifically, iron ore demand from China really has propped up the Australian economy. It's often referred to as the wonder down under. Australia is often seen as China's quarry, a phrase that irritates many Australians.
What does it feel like when you go out and about? I mean, 3.3% plus or minus economic growth rate. People are feeling all right.
They are. And interest rates are at a 50-year low. So that's an attempt by the government to stimulate the non-mining sector. There are concerns that the mining boom may be on the wane.
How much of this, though, is just a blip versus long term? I'm just thinking of where you guys are on the planet, right? It's a figurative hop, skip, and a jump from those booming Asian economies. You've got a skilled workforce. There has to be optimism.
There is. Australia geographically is blessed with being part of this Asia-Pacific region that is likely to boom in the years to come. And certainly Australia is not going to rely just on natural resources, but on other exports. And certainly it is in the right part of the world, it seems, at the right time.
One of the reasons we're talking to you, Phil, is because the Australian economy doesn't get a lot of press up here. I wonder how much press the American economy gets down there.
An awful lot. We see, for example, strength in the greenback in the US dollar and the effect that has on the Australian dollar. And it seems that when the American economy is on the up, and we're hearing news that that might well be the case, that the Australian dollar that has been so strong in recent months has taken a bit of a dip. Many Australians will look to see what's happening in economically in the United States, really, to gauge their confidence going forward.
Phil Mercer with the BBC down in Sydney, Australia. Phil, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Anytime.